Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Now we're going to turn to Michael Hurst, who's joined me here in the studio. He's a professional musician and composer whose latest side project, I think I'll put that in quotes, is creating short little songs pulled straight from the 24-hour news cycle. Hurst calls himself the project's anchor, and the audio blog's title is Songs for Newsworthy Events. Michael, welcome.
Thanks.
How'd you come up with this idea? Songs for Newsworthy Events.
Well, it's actually Songs for Newsworthy News.
News.
I kind of like the redundancy of Newsworthy News.
So are you being snide at us in the media?
Oh, not at all.
No, not at all.
What makes you think that?
All right, how many songs have you written?
It's an ongoing thing. I'm up to about a month of working on this project now, so there's somewhere around 11 or 12 songs, and I'm trying to do at least one or two a week, if not one a day.
And what kinds of things do you write about in your songs?
I'm trying to kind of go all over the map as far as news goes, politics, science, human interest, basically anything that to me is interesting as a news topic.
Let's listen to one song that you wrote about the housing woes.
Sure.
The American housing market's hitting all-time low. What can the government do? New legislation hopes to make the sliding slow. People's mortgage payments are still way overdue.
Wow. And so these you can find on your website. Do you send them? Are they part of other things?
Songs for Newsworthy News, they're up there. And, it's been a fun new project. I mean, just to give a little background, my regular band is called One Ring Zero, and we've done a number of projects over the last 10 years or so, and this was just something that came up recently. About a year ago, I released an album called Songs for Ice Cream Trucks. So I've always been fascinated by kind of quirky little songs.
I mean, clearly, that would be quirky, because I think there's only like one song all of us know, the little bell ringing as the ice cream truck comes up and down the street.
Exactly, and that was kind of my inspiration, was it's time for someone to write some new songs for these trucks.
Okay, well, we gave you a challenge, which was to listen to our show, our new show, and come up with a song for us. Let's hear it.
Well, this was probably one of the most difficult and crazy things I've ever done on live radio at this time in the morning.
But here you go anyway.
Here I go anyway. So I was, of all the topics that were discussed this morning, I was, of course, very interested in the Olympics. I've been a little obsessed with the games over the past few weeks, and I, too, am very sad that they're done. As far as China's involvement, $43 billion, the Olympics came and went. $43 billion, was it money well spent? The bird's nest was a fancy feat, but now that it's all done, there's still one minor problem. Still don't really know who even won.
I think I would say Michael Phelps. I got a feeling many people would consider him a big winner in all this.
I think
very
meant the country.
Interesting. Very interesting, Michael Hurst. We can't thank you enough for coming in and making a song for us here on The Takeaway.
It was my pleasure.
And I think we might even stick it on thetakeaway.org.
Oh, Lord.
Just want to remind folks that we're always on here at The Takeaway, and we thank Michael Hurst for coming in and sharing his music with us. And, you can check out all of our political coverage and our coverage on China online at thetakeaway.org. And VP candidates, do they matter? 8778-MYTAKE. I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.